Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
Happy Thursday.
I can't breathe. Why am I so out of breath?
You're pregnant.
So hard. Okay.
Same though. Our listeners know now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
If we sound out of breath, it's because we are. We are talking about Fearless.
Fearless, which is the last book in the Powerless series.
I love this series. Although, to be honest, the first book is the best.
It is. It really
and
is.
And I really liked the novella, too. So, but I enjoyed this book. Overall thoughts on Fearless?
I liked Fearless better than Reckless.
Yes, same.
It definitely fulfilled some of the needs and things that I enjoyed in the first book. Like, are we giving spoilers? We're just going to give spoilers.
I mean, just right into spoilers.
Well,
that's fine.
Well,
who's listening to this who, like, hasn't read it, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like spoilers are fine. Make sure you've read Fearless and all, the whole series before listening to this episode.
But I liked that this book had trials in it.
Yes. The overall storyline and, like, the structure of this book and the pace, I thought was way better thought out than Reckless.
Yeah.
Like, Reckless just was really repetitive, and it felt like it could have been shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally. Let's make it a novella or something, because it was just, like, Kai hunting Pei for an entire book.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, running away from him, and he's just chasing her. And I'm like, okay, we could have done that in 10 chapters, not, you know, whatever, 50.
And I was, like, pretty happy how it all resolved.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely cried. A little.
I definitely didn't cry. But,
it was just so, like, sentimental. What would you rate this book?
Oh my gosh, I actually don't know.
I know.
Because I didn't rate it on Goodreads because I couldn't choose.
I just gave it 5 stars, even though I don't think it's a 5-star read.
Here's the thing. I was going to give it like 4 stars, but I gave Powerless and Reckless 5 stars.
I think I did too.
But sometimes your rating kind of changes, like from immediately finishing a book. Sometimes after thinking about it for a while, your rating goes up and sometimes it goes down.
Yeah.
And I feel like for Reckless, I would not give it 5 stars.
No.
Just because there's just a lot of plot holes. Not plot holes, but just, like, problems with the storyline.
Yeah.
Going online after reading this book, like, I kind of went through some Reddit threads. People were not happy with Fearless.
I actually haven't looked at anything on Reddit or TikTok.
Like, there was a lot of negative. There was some positive. Overall, like, I enjoyed it. But, yeah, people were not happy. Which is a little surprising, because I definitely felt like it redeemed itself from Reckless.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk about... I do want to talk about one specific thing that everybody was mad about in this book. And we can talk about that when we get to that part.
Okay.
In the book.
I do feel like... I don't know. It's just hard going into a book with expectations. And I feel like everyone had high expectations, but also not, because I think people's expectations were a lot higher for Reckless. And then we were all disappointed.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
And so people were kind of like, okay, like, what's Fearless going to be like? But still, the expectations were high. And it's just so hard going into a book with any type of expectation. Like, going into a book not knowing what it's about at all and, like, finishing it and absolutely loving it is the best thing ever. So I think if you don't go into Fearless with expectations, you'll like it. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if you did...
Which is kind of how I went into it, right? You know?
Yeah.
I didn't have super high expectations, so I... liked it. That is my overall.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it. as much as Powerless. Like, I could not get enough of Powerless.
Powerless was so good.
But this was still really good.
Yeah, the structure of the storyline I really enjoyed in this book because, yeah, we get the trials again, which was super exciting. And we also get the Edric chapters, which go back in time and do a lot of explaining as to the past. And that was
interesting. That played out.
And there was a lot more, like, crazy plot twists in this book, which, you know, we love a good plot twist.
Yeah.
Like, Peyton's, like, who she came from? That was crazy. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Do I still fully understand? I don't know.
Yes, we do.
No, I do.
We also need to preface before we get into the storyline. Like, we just finished this book yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's fresh. We kind of blitzed it. We listened/read it really fast. So we can't guarantee that everything is completely accurate. We might leave some things out because we just have only read it once and we went pretty fast. So
yeah,
we're just kind of going to give our overall thoughts and reactions to parts of the book. But definitely read it for yourself.
Yes. Worth the read, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely better than Skyshade.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to finish that one right now, and I literally can't. I don't know what has been going on this whole time.
Yeah, I was confused the whole time. All right. So, my first note is in chapter 6. You know, so we kind of pick up where... Right where we left off, Peyton is engaged to Kit, which sucks, obviously, because we're Team Kai and Peyton together.
Yeah.
And we really hated Kit in the second book, so kind of wondering where his character arc is going to go. Kit announces that the ordinary disease was all a lie.
Which was kind of shocking.
Yeah. And then he's like welcoming all the ordinaries back into Illea. So... we're off to a really strong start. I'm like, okay, wait. This is really good. Like, we're obviously on board with accepting the ordinaries back into society and not killing them anymore. So that's a step in the right direction, but everything gets crazy with that later. Mm-hmm.
And then kind of towards the beginning too... like, we find out, obviously, that Peyton's going to become queen, but she's not really accepted as queen because she's ordinary.
Right.
Even though Kit said that the ordinaries aren't the issue.
Mm-hmm. And, like I mentioned, this book has the Edric chapters. Edric is Kai and Kit's father, so the previous king. And we go back in time. And immediately go back in time to when he was married to Iris, who is Kit's mom. And she is pregnant, giving birth. And we're like, wait, what? So apparently she gives birth to a little girl. But...
and right away...
we don't find that out till a little bit later.
Well, when we find that out, you thought it was Ava, right? Yeah,
but Ava was like, no, it can't be Ava. A different mom.
Yeah, but then, I don't know, right away I was like, it has to be Peyton. Like, who is...
yeah.
There's no other ordinary in the story that we know of that's, like, a relevant character. So I was like, right. It has to be Peyton, but this, like, makes no sense because then... they would all be siblings, but then obviously it makes more sense by the end.
And in some of these early chapters, the Edric chapters, there's a moment where Iris draws a circle above the king's thumping heart. And I was like, what the heck? Because
he carves a circle
above Peyton's heart.
So that was kind of like a major sign.
Yeah, that this is all connected.
Showing that it's Peyton.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we learn that Peyton is going to go through trials on her own to
prove.
Yeah,
I was like, I am ready for
bring
this.
The trials back. That's the best part.
To prove herself.
To prove that she's worthy to be their queen. So this is like setting up the storyline for the book, which is super exciting.
back to the Edric chapters, we learn after the baby girl is born that she's powerless. And this is when you're like, okay, now it for sure is Payden. It has to be Payden. Because it's a powerless baby girl, and the king says, get rid of her. I don't want anything to do with this powerless baby. He basically says to get rid of her, kill her. Obviously, they're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. We are already suspicious that it's Payden.
I do feel like Lauren could have, and maybe if I reread it, she did, but I feel like she could have put like a few more subtle Easter eggs in there telling us that it was Payden.
Yeah.
Like other than the circle and
yeah,
her being ordinary. I don't know. That kind of stuff is just like fun, in my opinion, as a reader, like trying to figure it out. Like,
yeah,
is it Payden, or like even just like something to kind of throw us off and make us think that it wasn't her. I don't know.
So Iris dies giving birth to this powerless baby girl. And that is another reason why the king is so mad, because first of all, the love of his life died giving birth, and it was all, in his opinion, for nothing, because the baby is powerless, therefore worthless in his eyes. And so they come up with a plan to get rid of the baby and tell everyone that Iris actually died 2 years ago when she gave birth to Kit, because nobody had really seen her in 2 years. The king kept her locked away to keep her safe. And so this is what they tell everyone. They tell everyone that she died giving birth to Kit. The baby girl never existed. And then the king quickly marries Kai's mom. What's her name? Mayla or Myla? I don't know how to pronounce that. So he quickly marries her to help cover up this like baby girl. And she already has Kai.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn in this moment that Kai is not related to Edric at all, but they tell everyone that Kai is the king's son, king and Myla.
And I say his name, Edric.
That's probably right.
Selfishly, Edric wants Kai as a son because he's like the most powerful elite.
Yes, super the powerful.
Most powerful type of elite. And so he wants... He was feeling down on himself that he had an ordinary child. And so he like accepted this child, which did he really accept this child? Anyway, he accepted this child in because he wanted that power and wanted people to like think like, oh.
Yep, that he's powerful, that his bloodline is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously later it is confirmed that that baby girl is Payden, which I feel like is pretty obvious when you find out she's powerless. It's like, oh, okay, that's Payden. But it was really confusing at first because you think at that point that Kai would be her half-sibling, because we think that Edric is Kai's dad. But, you know, it is explained that, like we just said, Kai is not related to Edric. So luckily, Payden and Kai are not related by blood at all.
Luckily.
Thank goodness, because that would be super weird.
We didn't want another Game of Thrones or Throne of Glass. Yeah.
But then you're like, wait a second. So Kit and Pei are engaged, but they're siblings.
Yeah.
So at first you're like, are they full siblings or half siblings? They clearly share a mom. And I think it's actually still a little bit unclear who, like, because obviously we find out that Iris was having an affair. And that's how she got pregnant with the powerless baby, Payden. But was she having an affair back when she got pregnant with Kit? Or is Kit the king's son?
Well, it's like known when Callum.
Is I think how they say it in the audiobook.
I listened to it too, and I'm still like,
yeah, me
what's
too.
Their names? Where he says, like, you look so much like your mother. And Payden's like, wait, how did you know how my mother looked like? Or how did you know what she looked like?
Yeah.
And then he was like, basically revealed that he was her lover and said, well, like, who else do you resemble? And he was saying himself.
Yeah.
So like that, I don't know. I feel like it was confirmed that those are her parents. And then a Jerkin, Iris, or Kits. So they're they're half siblings, which is still like so closely related.
Yeah. There is, I mean, I'm just saying there is a chance.
Yeah.
That Iris could have been having that affair.
Take a blood test.
Yeah. Test it. Do a paternity test. It's a little bit late for that. Everyone's dead.
We could get some of their blood still. Well, maybe not Edric's. That was a while ago. The first trial is in the caves. This was heavily given under the mountain. From Akatar.
Hello.
I was like, what's going on? Like, we're just...
What's going on?
What's going on? This is like when she has to get the crown.
Yes.
And it literally, like, I mean, I don't... I'm not hating because I do... I really liked the series, but I feel like Lauren Roberts was trying to be Sarah J. Maas in some of these moments. And, like, it was... so Feyre under the mountain to me, or like in the Weaver's cottage type of thing. One note that I also had, so random, did you notice how much nose flicking there was?
Yeah, and it's
like, what? I'm sorry, but what the hell is nose flicking? He flicked my nose and then I flicked his nose. Yeah. Like, what?
It's supposed to be like cute and flirty, and I just have a hard time like seeing how that would actually play out in real life.
Yeah, I was like trying to think about it, and I'm like, wait, are you flicking their nose with your nose? Because like I can see why that's cute, like a little nose nudge.
I think it's just like a.
Because in my head, I'm like, ding. Like a full on just flip.
That's how I imagined it, but I think it's more so just like a, boop. Like,
yeah,
but I don't know, it's like
our listeners can't see our movements.
I would never do that in a flirtatious way. That's just weird.
I don't know, it was just it wasn't reading, like it wasn't coming off how I think she wanted it to come off. And maybe if you know exactly what she was meaning, let us know. But like it was just cringy, and I was like, why are we flicking each other's nose so much?
Kind of weird.
Also, a couple notes that I have before we talk about that.
Yeah.
I guess there were a lot of things that bugged me in this book. Ellie, she's like trying to be the new BFF, or Lauren is trying to make her be the new BFF.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's just not. It's not it. She's not Adina. Like, don't even go there. And she never like fully stepped into like the BFF role, but she was trying for sure.
She was trying.
And then there's the second trial of the ship.
Yep, they're out at sea.
I don't know why, but in my head it was giving Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, literally.
And thank
I really liked it.
Yeah,
like it was super. It was a fun, interesting trial. I also loved chapter 27, especially the end when Kai and Peyton were dancing, and I was like, oh, just bringing us back to the good moments of them dancing together, and then she just goes crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank goodness Kai like insisted on coming with her on this trial, because he was like, well, we don't know, the crew might try to kill her, like people still don't trust ordinaries, she can't, you know, be 100% safe with them. And yeah, he called it because they all tried to kill her.
Yeah.
Thank goodness Kai was there to save the day.
Then when they go talk to the ordinary queen,
yeah,
this was another Sarah J. Maas moment. It was literally Feyre going to talk to the human queens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, this is the same. Wait.
Yeah. I ended up really liking that queen. Obviously, she came back in the end, and you're like, okay, slay.
Yeah. And her eyes.
Yeah.
The green eyes.
You're kind of like, she's kind of scary, but then in the end, you like her. She's fierce. She's fierce, and she's cunning.
There was also something that I saw online, and I actually never looked it up. We should look it up. Where someone was like, they literally, their last names are each other's eye color. And I've never thought about that. Like, gray, that's Kai's eye color. And then I guess azure means blue.
It's like a type of blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that little tidbit there.
Love that. One more random thing before you go into your next note.
Yeah.
Did you notice how many times the word disheveled was used?
No.
Oh, my gosh. There was one chapter where I swear it was used 20 times.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what's going on?
What's going on? Stop. I'm sorry. The audio, every time you say that, the audio comes into my head.
What's
going on?
But I was like, I cannot handle this right now. Can we please, like,
let's use a thesaurus. Yes,
let's go look up some other words. Synonyms. Ask ChatGPT.
Literally.
Like, goodness sake, stop using that word. Not me, just being bugged. Maybe it's because I'm pregnant.
Easily irritated.
Easily irritated.
Anyway, so in chapter 37, we finally get Makoto back in the story.
Yes.
Which we haven't seen him since, you know, book one / novella. And he's the best. And I got so excited when Pei ran into him and met him.
But it was also so sad only because to she saw
got rid of
everything that Adina had decorated for her to come back and them to live together. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that was just like a knife in the heart. Yeah, for sure. And it's also frustrating because, boom, Mac comes back out of nowhere, you know, and then, spoiler, he just dies.
Yeah, what?
And you're like, okay, come on, Lauren.
He was literally in the story for 0.2 seconds. Yeah.
I was so mad.
Same. That was so dumb. I remember texting you. I'm like, if that was Makoto, this is so dumb.
But, like, it is dumb, but also it had to be him.
Yeah.
Like, he saved her. He was essential to saving Pei's life.
Yeah. But I was, like, really hoping there would be a little bit more to a storyline and him and Kai were brothers or just, like, something a little deeper besides just, like, there was this one purpose.
It could have had a little bit more substance for sure.
Like, but then I guess it's, like, yeah, they... He gets reunited with Adina and so that makes everything okay, but still.
So still. Anyways, the final trial is in the bowl and
this was crazy.
They get there and they're like, okay, you have to kill your opponent. Boom, the opponent is Kai. And I'm like, what? This is when things get crazy because you're like, it's basically Hunger Games, one of them has to die.
Yeah.
And there's no way that either of them are going to kill each other. And this part also made me kind of mad at first. Obviously, we find out later why. But at first, I was annoyed because I'm like, Kit would never, ever allow this.
No.
Like, he loves Kai.
Or Kai. Why would Kai agree to it?
And he cares about Pei. And, well, I never thought Kai would agree. I mean, I just thought Kai was just thrown in there involuntarily. That's kind of how I imagined it.
But, like, based on the conversation, I can't remember what conversation. Who he had this conversation with. It was in a Kai chapter. Like the night before, they were talking about how like Peyton has to be surprised and
it was Kit. So Kit came into Kai's room. Peyton was there and so she quickly hid in the closet. And Kit was like, just so you know, the final trial's tomorrow. We're trying to make it a surprise. Like she can't know.
So like in my head I thought that Kai knew. Like, everything that was going on. But maybe he didn't.
But Kit didn't tell him what the trial was.
Yeah.
He just said that it was going to be happening tomorrow.
But, like, the way... Didn't you feel like the way that Kit said that made it seem like they had a conversation that we didn't get to read about?
I don't know. I didn't really get those vibes, but...
I don't know. That's what I was feeling.
We need to reread it.
So that's why I was like... Why would he agree to this?
Because then we later, you know, We later find out after Pei thinks that she's killed Kai. Well, she's trying not to kill him, but he, at the end, makes her kill him by, you know, shoving the knife into his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And making it look like she did it.
But I'm like, because we find out later on mm-hmm. that it was Mac and not right. Kai. Because he's the only other person with his same powers.
Right.
Okay. This was another thing that bugged me. It was so unrealistic. Like, yeah. Peyton fighting one of the most powerful elites that can literally pull any power from other elites
right.
is so unrealistic. And the fact that, like, she was even close to beating yeah. him. I mean, I guess it's a book, and it's, like, woman in power, you know? Like, I love yeah. that shiz, but...
And I think at the beginning, he did want to kill her, so, yeah, that was really unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started to back off and, like, let her win.
Yeah.
So that's how she ended up winning, but definitely for those first few minutes when he was legitimately trying to hurt her, that mm-hmm. was so... yeah, you're right. So unrealistic.
I was just like,
there's
how...
There's no way.
How is this even a fight?
Yeah.
This wouldn't happen.
No, but that's how most books are.
Yeah.
There's so many fights in so many books that we've read where I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm a 19-year-old girl with no experience in anything.
And no powers, and I'm up against the most powerful person right now. And I beat them with only a dagger.
I just use my brain because I'm so smart. Like, girl.
Like, yes, we understand that she's extremely smart and has a lot of skill. But still, but I'm like, no, he literally has powers.
He has every single power.
And at one point he was multiplied. Like, what? That's like 10 against 1.
Yeah, it was so dumb.
Anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on. Anyways, well, one other thing I was going to explain was, you know, after she thinks she's killed him, she wakes up like a day or two later and Kai breaks into her room. She's like, what the heck? You're alive. And he's like, they drugged me. And then everything starts to come, you know, into the light and they go talk to Kit and make him explain himself. So we find out that Kai was drugged.
Yeah.
So that he would not be anywhere near the trial.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't know what was going
on. No, he had no idea what was going on. And, but, yeah, what were your thoughts when Kai supposedly died? And you're like, I mean, I knew that he wasn't dead. I was like,
he's not dead. Like I know he's not dead.
There wasn't even a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, same.
I'm like, okay, just tell me the plot twist. but when they started explaining.
I think I texted you, I was like, it has to be Makoto.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only explanation.
Yeah, and I thought the same thing.
This book was a little bit predictable, not gonna lie.
Definitely, you kind of knew what was gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I feel like that was kind of done on purpose.
Yeah, and that's just like how she writes,
you also know? We didn't talk about the love confession.
Oh,
so when Kai breaks down her door,
oh my gosh,
because she thought he was dead, so she was literally mourning him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finally breaks down her door and she's like, is this real? They have a tender moment where they finally just let go and just confess.
Was that the first time that she said it?
I want to say that, yeah.
Or did they say in the poppy field?
No.
Or what? Okay.
No, this is the first time she said it.
Because I think I remember her regretting not saying it in the poppy field.
Yes. And so she said it and then... She remembered that Kai, my memory is really fuzzy, but I'm pretty sure she brings up something where she says, wait, you've said those words to me before. And it was back when she was drunk. So she didn't remember him telling her that he loved her until that moment. She's like, wait, have you told this to me before? And he said, yes. She's like, I'm just now remembering that you did tell me that you loved me.
That's like a Damon and Elena moment.
Oh, so good. And then we, you know, are confirmed that it was Makoto. And I was so sad.
Oh,
that Makoto's gone.
I was so mad. Like, if there was anything that made me the most mad in this book, it's that.
Yeah.
And the word disheveled.
And the word disheveled. The other thing, okay, so we're getting close to the wedding because now she has done all three trials. She's proven herself worthy. So now Kit is like, all right, sick. Let's get married.
And at this point, the book is like, it feels like it's resolving, but there's literally like 20 more chapters.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what's going to happen?
Yeah, because at this point, like everything's working out. Like she's going to become queen. Mm-hmm. They're going to free all the ordinaries. Everything's going to be great. They're going to be able to trade. And then things get crazy. Crazy. Do you want to talk about like the wedding, leading up to the wedding stuff?
The only thing I have to say about the wedding is it was also giving ACOTAR. Because she literally was like, someone come save me.
Yeah. This is, so the wedding, you know, you really feel like something's going to happen and someone
is going to come stop it.
Kai.
Which like,
come on, Kai.
Why did you wait so long? He literally was going to, and he didn't. It's like, okay, yeah, window of opportunity closed. You had your time, and you didn't make it.
And then all of a sudden, they just go through with it. And then they're just married. Yeah. And you're like, wait, hold on. Wait.
That just happened?
This is the part where everybody on Reddit was upset about. They felt like it wasn't that essential to the storyline. Obviously, the engagement. For them to
actually follow through with it.
Yeah, the engagement was essential. And they're like, why did they have to actually get married? That was so dumb.
It was
like,
dumb.
It was so useless. Like, you kept waiting for something to happen to get interrupted, and they don't follow through. And then all of a sudden, they're just married. They're like, okay, husband and wife.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait. They're
no, siblings. The story would have been exactly the same if Kai would have stepped in and stopped it.
And they also kissed.
Yes. Oh my god.
And I'm like, it was giving Luke and Leia.
Oh no. You're
like, wait a second, they're siblings.
Oh no. I'm glad that nothing more happened.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The day of the wedding, Kit gives Peyton a jewelry box, which is very essential to everything coming to a head at the end. And she doesn't have a chance to go through it before they get married, but after the ceremony, she finds a note in the jewelry box, which is Iris's, which is when she starts to realize that Iris was having an affair with somebody while she was married to Edric. And then she's looking at a picture that she found in the jewelry box of Iris, and she's like, what the heck? Why does she look just like me? Mm-hmm. Why do I look just like her? And then she gets this familiar feeling like, oh my gosh, I know her. And then Callum comes in. We find out that Callum is her dad.
Yes.
Iris and Callum are her parents, so that's confirmed. And then at first, like my that first was another reaction. Thing.
Didn't he walk her down the aisle?
Yes.
And that's her actual dad.
So at first you're like, oh, this is going to be so tender. Mm-hmm. Like Callum walked around the aisle and now he's like admitting that he's her real dad. Like 2 seconds later, he's the enemy.
Yeah.
And she has to kill him because he's the worst.
And we figure out that his power is so much more powerful than we thought. He not only can read minds, but he can control minds.
Yes. So she figures out that he's a duel and he kind of like confesses everything to her, which I'm like, what is going on? And he's like, yeah, I've been like, everything was a ploy. Basically, I, you know, planned everything for you guys to get married, to use you. And I'm like, what?
Which was crazy because it's like, what was his motive? Like, we never really fully understood why he did that.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Everything is just so, like,
it's whiplash. Like, it was almost like he was trying to get his daughter that he didn't actually father, like, into power, like, her rightful place. Like, that's his motive, but no, that's dumb.
So we find out, you know, we think that Callum is on her side and cares about ordinaries. We find out that he doesn't care at all about ordinaries. And that him being part of the resistance, like, was all a plan. Mm-hmm. And we find out that he's a duel. So that means he has two abilities. So he's not just a mind reader, but a controller, which Shelby already said this. And then we realize that he's really, really dangerous. And then at this point in the book, you're thinking, okay, This is why Kit has been, like, it's so insistent on, getting married to pay and, like, kind of making some weird decisions.
Because it is kind of why.
Because Callum was behind it all.
Like, but, that is part then, of the reason.
Right, we just think that Callum's using his controlling powers to tell Kit what to do.
Yeah.
But then we later find out that Kit was all in on it, and then you're just like, wait, what? What is even happening here?
Yeah.
This is where things just, like, blow up and everything gets crazy. So we learn that the plague was a man-made plague, and that Kit was working with Callum this whole time, like I said. So now you're like, wait, so now we don't like Kit as well? Mm-hmm. But then Kit kills Callum.
Which I was like, whoa.
I was like, what is
what's happening?
Sorry, what? We find out that the roses that Peyton delivered to Isram, to the queen, were laced with the plague. So, like, Kit had this whole plan the entire time to release the plague and, like, kill all the ordinaries. And I'm just like, are we freaking joking me? Like, I have whiplash. Like, we like Kit. Now we hate him. But then later we like him, because then we find out that he had the plague and he was just going mad because he was sick.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, well, okay, so what?
Same. Whiplash. I, like, dissociated.
Like, literally what? This ending was hectic. It was a little too hectic for me. Mm-hmm. Like, there's too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Too many plot twists. Like, people but switching.
But I do love a good twist. But these, like, okay.
It was too much.
They just didn't hit right.
No.
You know? Like, the lead-up didn't make the plot twists hit right. And it was like, wait. Why are all of these things happening right now?
At this point, Kit is trying to convince Kai, now that everything is laid out on the table for Peyton and Kai. Kit is laying everything on the table, and he's like, this is our chance. Like, we are going to be the greatest leaders. We don't need Peyton anymore. Like, my use for her is over. We find out that his motive for marrying Pei is to get all the other, like, lands to trust them, to trade with them, and then release the plague on them and kill all the ordinaries. So basically also to draw out the ordinaries. So people like Peyton that have been hiding, pretending to have powers, them accepting the ordinaries into society is going to draw them out. And so now they're going to feel comfortable opening up and being like, oh, okay, like, mm-hmm. I feel safe now. I'm an ordinary. And now they can kill them all.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is essentially the reason for everything that had happened. And he's trying to get Kai on his side. And Kai, of course, being the good person that he is like, Kit, you're sick. Like, you're not thinking straight. This is not a good plan. This is horrible. This is genocide. And Peyton, you know, agrees with that. And essentially, Kai kills Kit. Stabs him with the fireplace stoker, right?
Yes. And you're like, get in, like, a little brawl.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Which is crazy.
And that was so sad. I really didn't see that coming in that moment.
Yeah.
I think, like, somewhere along the line, reading the whole series, I just had a feeling that Kit was going to die, that he was going to be the one to die. But I really did not see that coming, that Kai was going to be the one to off him. And something else with that, I guess maybe there were a lot of things that bugged me, and I don't know if I really did like this book.
The more we talk about it,
I know the more we talk about it, I'm like, wait, did I like this book? I did like it overall, but there were just things that bugged me. Anyway, why did it have to be Kai? Why did it have to be Kai? Why couldn't they have just
let the plague
kill him off?
No, yes, this is why people were mad, because he was already dying. Like, Kit was already dying. Why couldn't he have just died from the plague?
Like, why have to do that to Kai?
Yeah, and now we're just, like, adding more trauma. Like, Kai doesn't have enough trauma.
Yeah.
He didn't need any more.
No.
This is messed up.
It is messed up.
It's like, why did he even have the plague if Kai was just going to kill him?
I know. Jeez. Oh, but then those following chapters, oh my gosh, they got me. Yeah, like, where Kai kept saying, you were supposed to dodge me. you're supposed to dodge me. And then Kit kept saying, I just wanted my brother back. Like, oh, my heart hurt so bad. Because the whole time they were having this bromance and Kit was just like trying to get their like brotherly bond back, the same of how it was before Peyton entered the picture. And that's all he wanted the whole time was for Kai to just like be his brother and love him. And that like hurt me so bad.
But the reason that Kit exposed himself to the plague was because he wanted to test the plague, essentially, because they were saying that elites could potentially be made and not just born from this sickness. But the sickness was really, they didn't have enough information on what exactly it would do. Inconsistent and unreliable is like the effects that it would have on ordinaries and the effects that it would have on elites. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to see, like, could it make me stronger?
Yeah.
Because he was always kind of jealous of Kai for being so strong and like powerful.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just let it get to him, like, as he was going crazy at the end there. And then it's also like he wanted to test it out because there are rumors that it could create elites as well.
But why did he test it out on himself?
I know.
Like, you're literally the king.
Yeah.
You have so many elites you could test it out on.
I know. Because he's dumb. This is the part I didn't understand, because we know that the plague made him go mad. But he was kind of mad before he even took the plague, because why would he do that in the first place if he wasn't crazy?
Yeah, true.
So that was, to me, confusing. And I don't know, that might be a little bit of a plot hole, because you're just like, what?
Uh-huh. What? Like, a lot of things. What? What's going on?
What's going on?
That'll be the title.
Fearless.
What is going on? Oh, can we get into some more of the happy stuff? Or do you want to talk about Kit a little bit more? The one thing that I do want to talk about Kit is those letters.
Oh, the letters.
That was so hard to read. Like, it was so sad. Just hearing more of his story and progression, it was very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I definitely got a little emo.
Yeah, the Kit letters were rough.
And it was just the biggest thing that broke my heart was that he just wanted Kai.
Yeah.
He just wanted his brother back. So sad.
But in his dying breath, he basically told Kai, like, love each other and do it for me. Because as he was dying, he kind of came out of this, like, madness. He was back to himself and it was like, I'm so sorry. I don't really know what happened there. And then he gave Kai the ring and said, make sure you love her.
Yeah.
Tender. And then as much as that was traumatic and depressing, Kai and Peyton get to be together at the end and they end up getting married and are king and queen.
Which, like, did we have much time grieving?
No.
Well, yeah, I guess Kai kind of talks about it, but Peyton doesn't really talk about it.
Yeah.
I guess she wasn't as close with him. But one thing that I loved that Kai said was, marry me. I'm already on one knee, but I'll get down on both and beg for you. Aww. Yes. Get down on your knees.
More of men begging on their knees.
Yeah, please.
Any moment we can or get TV with shows that. With that, like, yeah, we're on board.
Like, you win. You're a winner if you are on two knees.
Men pining. 10 out of 10. More men pining. More men begging.
Oh, shiz. I can't laugh. I have to pee.
We're going to pee our pants. I'm going to pee my pants. Speaking of men pining, I'm just so excited to make you sit down in a theater and watch Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
I can't stop thinking about it. I'm so excited. It's just going to be so good to watch it all the way through.
Uh-huh.
No interruptions. Like, it's like seriously my favorite thing ever.
Grab the popcorn.
I should stop hyping it up, though, because you're going to be like, okay, that was mid.
Yeah. Yeah, quit talking about
like,
it.
Like, maybe I just like it because it's just my favorite movie, but maybe it's not everyone's cup of tea.
That's kind of how I feel. Hopefully Abe's not going to listen to this. Who am I kidding?
Yeah.
Abe right now, he like every night wants to watch videos of Japan and like Totoro and their Studio Ghibli, whatever, yeah, you know? Yeah. And he's like, you just got to understand the culture. And I'm like, well, we're literally going to Japan. And how are you with like trips? Because I'm more of like, okay, here's like a few things in each spot that I for sure want to do. But other than that, I want to explore and be spontaneous.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it depends on where I'm going. Depends on if you've been there before, if you haven't. Like, what part of the world are you going to? I think. I don't know. I'm both.
Yeah. And I do think like it'll be good to like plan each day out. But I also want time to just like be like, no, we're not going to do this today. We're going to go back to that one place that we really liked, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, either way, it's going to be just the greatest experience ever. But that thought came into my head. And I love how excited he is because he's not a traveling guy.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys.
But anyway.
Anyways.
Back to the book. They have a daughter.
Oh, we're not done with the book.
Oh, that's right.
This is like the best part. We just took the most random tangent. I thought we were done. Anyways, so back to Peyton and Kai. They get married. It fast forwards like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And they have a little girl and her name is Kit.
Yes.
Bye. I'm done.
That was like the cutest thing ever, hearing that they named her Kit. And I thought that the epilogue was going to be from her point of view.
Yeah.
But it was from Dead Kit's point of view. Yeah. Which was so weird to me.
Which was kind of weird.
Yeah. What did you think about that?
I thought it was unnecessary.
Same. I was like, I'd rather it be tender. From Kit.
Let's just end on like this happy ending of Kai and Pei and their little Kit and then just be like, the end.
Yeah, but then it's like, I was in the afterlife and
talking to stars
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, orbs.
He was talking to stars. I was like, okay, that was a little bit out there for me.
Lauren was like, I just want people to know what I think the afterlife is like. So yeah. I'm going to write an epilogue about it.
Okay, question. Is Lauren Roberts an indie publisher?
Well, she started indie, I know.
Okay. So was Powerless independently published?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And
now it's going to be
because I think Lightlark is independent.
Really?
I can't remember. I keep getting them mixed up.
She's kind of weird.
I'm just kind of wondering because if I was an editor, I'd be like, okay, love that epilogue. Let's just cut it out. Let's just nix that whole chapter because it's so unnecessary and weird and random. I just feel like, who's her editor? Because why did they let her keep that in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe
she insisted.
Why did they let her keep a lot of it in?
Where is the editor, guys? She needs a little bit of help with some of this stuff.
How much does like an editor do though? Like, do they have a lot of say with the plot and stuff? I'm sure it depends.
I think they do have a lot of say in, I don't know,
like that's a part of their job.
Not that we know anything about publishing. Anyways,
yeah.
Anyway, this book is worth the read despite what it may sound like.
Yeah.
But if you listen this far, you've already read it. So good job. And please let us know what your thoughts are. Very curious.
Yes.
Send us your rating for the book.
I feel like I need to go read a Sarah J. Maas book now. I haven't read Crescent City yet, and I think I'm about ready to.
I think I'm going to finish the third Mistborn book on Audible.
Mm-hmm. You need to keep reading Carval.
And then,
so that you can
I'm
once
reading.
Upon
a, yes,
what,
so I'm once listening.
Once upon a broken heart.
Hello. I'm listening to Mistborn. Gonna finish that, but okay. I always have like something I'm listening to and then something I'm reading, and they're separate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to Legendary, which is the second Carval book.
Because you didn't finish that.
Because I didn't finish it.
Were you close to finishing?
No. Oh. It's at the beginning.
Oh. Okay.
But I left it at my mom's house. So I need to go get it.
Yeah, go get it.
Sorry.
Read it.
And then after I finish listening to Mistborn, I'm going to, I think, maybe try to go back to Crescent City.
Yeah.
Because I started the first book and was like, I hate this. But I've heard you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
So, circle back.
Maybe you start over and we read it at the same time.
Yeah, maybe.
But we also have a couple other books that we need to re-listen to do.
Okay.
Pod episodes on.
Let us know what you thought about this episode.
Yeah. Let us know what you think of us.
Just like and subscribe.
Follow us at eb.pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep.
Hopefully we start posting more. I don't know. I think both of us have a little bit more energy now. But my bladder is so full. We have to go.
Okay, we're going to go. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.